Hello.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Marvelous. How you doing?
Great to hear that. I'm doing excellent. I'm with Georgia Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Can I ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation?
Sure.
Thank you. And please, can you let me confirm the year of birth that we have here for you? Is it 1990, the year of birth?
Sure.
And what is your race? Can you tell me if you're white, black, or African American, Asian, Pacific Islander,
mixed.
American Indian? Mixed. Okay. Is that with like black and stuff or African American? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither. They both suck.
Okay. Now, what is the highest level of school you've completed or the highest degree you've received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma, high school graduate diploma?
Master's.
Master's, okay. Master's degree, thank you. And next are some, here are some questions about how you think that things are going in your community and the country. So when thinking about the direction in which Georgia's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia's headed?
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Thank you. Can you tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And would you say that you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I would say probably somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are you? Are your opinions of each of the following? You could use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. It's like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable towards them, okay? The first one is Donald Trump. You could use a scale from 0 to 10.
0 to 10? Shit, I don't know. Call it a 5 or a 4, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, great. And what about for Tim Scott?
Tim Scott? I'd probably go 6-7, maybe.
6-7, okay.
Tim Scott, wait a second. Who's he? Is he the white guy or the black guy?
I think he's the white guy. Republican?
Oh, him. No, I thought you meant the other one. No, Tim Scott, I don't like him either. He's kind of a bitch. I don't know. I'd call him, he's probably 3, 4, 5, whatever.
3 or 4. Okay, thank you. And what about Brian Kemp?
I don't know. I'm not impressed. I'd maybe a 6-7.
6 or 7. Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
He seems like he might be worthwhile. I'd probably give him an 8 or a 9.
8 or a 9. Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
She's an idiot. I would go with a 0.
0. What about Joe Biden?
He's brain dead, so I'd have to go with a 0.
0. And what about Republicans in Congress?
They're a bunch of assholes.
Okay. That would be a...
They suck.
Okay, 0?
For the most part. 0 to 2. With a few, okay. Maybe be like 6 or 7, but most of them suck.
Okay, great. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate this amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you, okay? So what do you think about that? Do you think your vote has no power at all? Some power or a lot of power?
Say a 1.5 to a 2.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate that as 0 to 10, where zero means that a black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on some issues that matter most to their community.
Oh, they absolutely have the power if they choose to. I'd say 8 to 10.
8 to 10, thank you. And this is, how would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say that it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference? It's somewhat less powerful, or it's more, much less powerful?
Since 2020?
Uh-huh.
It's severely lacking. Hard to say if it's more or less, but it's severely lacking. So,
okay.
I don't know. I'd probably say less maybe since 2020.
Somewhat less powerful?
Probably.
Okay.
Definitely lacking.
Okay, great. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in November 5 of 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance that you'll vote, and 10 means that you'll definitely vote in 2024.
I would say an 8 to a 10.
8 to a 10, thank you. And would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who's elected for president in 2024?
I don't want it to be an asshole, so I care.
Okay,
but I don't know. I don't have a definite opinion on who it should be at this point. What about you? Who do you think? Who would you say?
I don't know. I can't. You know, I can't share that here.
Why not?
So,
you can
so,
help me share it. Come on, man.
So you'll choose a little bit, right?
Choose a little bit? What do you mean?
Or a great deal, or not that much, or not at all? Like if
how
it
much
affects
I care?
You. Yeah, huh?
I care greatly. I care. I would say 10 out of 10.
Thank you very much. Now, if the November 5, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for, like, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided yet?
I would vote, but I don't know that I would vote for either one of those two.
Okay, so a third-party candidate, or would not vote for president, or undecided?
I would have to say undecided, but they both suck.
Okay. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president?
I would say everybody's life has gone down in the past 3.5 years. So I would have to say get with it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve that community, okay? So use a number from 0 to 10 to rate your... What do you think about student loan debts? Do you think it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, or it definitely should be one of the top Democrats'
no,
top
priorities?
No, it
shouldn't
priorities?
Be. It shouldn't be. People who got the money, they can pay it back. They can get off the shit and quit expecting everybody else to pay it for them.
Thank you. And what about for health care? Do you think that's one of the top priorities or not one of the Democrats' top priorities? Remember, you could always choose from a 0 to 10, okay?
Health care? Our whole health care system is screwed. The government's doing jack shit as far as health care goes. They ain't doing nothing right. Never was right. Obamacare wasn't right. Nobody's ever done it right. The healthcare system is completely broken. It needs to be redone from the bottom up.
Okay, sir. What about for climate change? Do you think that definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, or it should be one of the Democrats' top priorities?
I think they need to get off the shit as far as climate change goes, because climate's always changing. Has been for millions of years. No, they need to get off the ship.
Okay. What about for abortion access? Do you think that definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, or it should be one of the Democrats' top priorities?
Access?
Abortion access, yeah.
Yeah, I think if somebody wants to give themselves an abortion, they absolutely should. Absolutely.
Okay. And what about reducing racism and discrimination?
Yes, we absolutely should. We should make that a huge priority. I would start by getting that that KKK-loving prick out of office that's there now.
Okay. And what about jobs and wages?
Oh, that should be a very high priority. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now, we're almost done here. We're already at 50%. Thank you. We should be short of finishing this survey. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where it means that issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Okay, you can use any numbers from 0 to 10 as well. 0, the first is student loan debt. Do you think that definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities, or it not have been one of the Democrats' top priorities?
Yes, it's been one of their top priorities because they're trying to buy votes for that. It's a joke, though.
What about for healthcare? Do you think that's been one of the Democrats' top priorities or not been one of the Democrats' top priorities?
Not in the right way, so I would have to say no, it's not one of the top priorities, not in the right way, but they're trying to buy votes with it because they suck. Democrats suck, the Republicans suck.
Okay,
almost
and what
across
about,
the board.
And what about climate change? Do you think it's definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities or not one of the Democrats' top priorities?
It's absolutely been one of their top priorities because they want to scare everybody.
Okay, thank you. And what about abortion access? Do you think it's been one of the Democrats' top priorities or not been one of the Democrats' top priorities?
Oh, it's absolutely been one of the top priorities. And like I said, I think anybody who wants to give themselves an abortion, they absolutely should be allowed to.
Okay. What about reducing racism and discrimination? Do you think that's been one of the Democrats' top priorities or it hasn't been one of the Democrats' top priorities?
In the legitimate reality, no, it's definitely not been a top priority. They've portrayed it as if so, but no, it's not been a top priority.
Thank you.
Not even close.
Okay, what about for jobs and wages? Do you think it's not been one of the top priorities, or it's been
Absolutely not. They keep sending money over to Ukraine, helping them instead of helping us. No, it's far from a priority. They did the thing for infrastructure. They could have spent billions of dollars on that instead of supporting Zelensky. It's a bunch of bullshit. No, it's absolutely not a top priority. I would give it a straight up 0.
0. Thank you very much.
Otherwise.
Okay, we're at 65% and almost done. Thank you for your patience so far. Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, or not that much, or not at all, okay? So if this, the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible of killing Tyron Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Do you think that's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
I can't say that I've heard of it. I don't know if it's a great deal. Having a clue.
Okay. And the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity and appearance programs and expanding access to workforce for underserved populations. Do you think that's a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
I think it's a joke. So not that much.
Not that much. Thank you. And what about in a proclamation and a granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana? President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Do you think that's a great deal for amount? Not that much, not at all, or never heard of it?
I guess I would say that's a fair amount.
Not impressive, though. Okay, thank you. We're almost done, 72% now. Now, we're almost done here. I'm just going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason of a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November, and zero means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You could select any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first is Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have clear choice that we'll continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians, you know, who want to destroy our freedom, to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It's up to us to decide our future. You think that's not at all convincing, extremely convincing, or don't know? You can use anything from 0 to 10.
I'm going to say don't know.
Don't know, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, Kamala Harris is mostly Indian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been studying a lot about them. Now, Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. His past policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand the internet access, and that lowers, of course, the cost of critical prescription drugs in 2024. We could vote again for president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and communities. Do you think that's not at all convincing, extremely convincing, or you could choose from 0 to 10 here?
Yeah, I would be neutral on it.
Okay, we're going to choose a 5.
He's not very convincing.
Okay. Great. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Do you think your vote has no power at all? It's between, or it has a lot of power?
Yeah, I would say my own personal vote would be a 1.5 to a 2. Everybody's vote together, being educated and knowing the reality of things, that would be a 10. So, are you gonna vote? Are you gonna vote for Joe? Does Joe give you the one fuzzy? Can you honestly say you're gonna vote for him? Come on.
Okay. I'm going to the next question now.
Shy.
We know it's
Don't
a little
shy.
Way off.
Come on, man.
But
you got all this time
now,
together. You got to be honest with me.
How
we
likely
know where
are
you're
you
going.
To vote?
You
got to
tell me some
5,
truth, man.
2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state local offices. Using a 0 from 10, which 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means there's a 50-50 chance, and 10 means you will definitely vote.
I'm going to say 10.
10, right? Definitely vote.
Yeah.
Thank you. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected for president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Great
Put
deal,
me
right?
At a 10. 10. Absolutely.
I'll do that for you. Now, the November 5, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today. Would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president or are undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided, right? Thank you very much.
I
We're
think they should
79%.
Reverse it. I think they should reverse it. They should have Kamala for president and Joe for vice president. Why do you want a senile guy who can barely walk as president? That's about the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
What they're doing that for, they're out of their mind.
Okay, now moving forward, how much do you
how
trust
much money
each of
you want
the following?
Me to donate?
Moving forward, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? What do you think about security? Secretary of State, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
I have no idea.
And what about local board election? A great deal, fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of them?
I don't know. I guess more than, I don't know.
A great deal,
How much
deal,
do
right?
I trust them? I have no idea.
Okay, what about People's Agenda? Do you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
What do you mean? Whose agenda?
People's Agenda. How much do you trust them?
How much do I trust? Like what, that I think they're being honest?
Uh-huh.
Come on. Politicians? Honest? Yeah, okay.
So not at all.
I think most of them are full of shit. Most of them are full of shit. I'm sure you would agree.
And how much how much do you trust Fair Fight for accurate elections?
Who?
Fair Fight? Fair
never
Fight?
Never heard of it.
Oh, never heard of it.
Never
okay,
heard of it.
Thank you. What about a Pro Georgia? A great deal for amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
What about a New Georgia Project? Never heard of, not at all, not that much, a fair amount or a great deal?
Never heard of them.
And Fair Count. Fair Count, a great deal, fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of?
Never heard of them.
And Black Voters Matter, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of?
You mean Black Voters in general, or is that the name of a group?
Uh-huh, Black Voters Matter, that's the name of
absolutely.
A group.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, thank you. We are at 87%, and these are just for these new questions are only for statistical purposes only. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say progressively conservative.
Okay.
Well, conservatively progressive.
Thank you very much. And do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, two lesbian or gay, three bisexual, or four something else?
Let's go with something else.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you very much. And are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Full-time, right? Thank you. And last year, that is 2022. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not read response options. So less than 24,000, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64.
What would be the closest? The last one. The highest one.
The last one? Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for like the remainder of 2023 through December of 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, like take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you like of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
Sure.
Thank you very much. And what is the best email for us to send you the gift card to?
Okay. How about Cosmic Radiation, spelled RayDiation, at gmail.com.
Okay, so I got Cosmic.
Yeah, Cosmic Radiation, I believe is correct spelling for how it is.
Radiation, right?
Yep, radiation, but with a Y thrown in there, yep.
Okay, I got it. So I got cosmicradiation at gmail.com. That's CosmicRadiation at gmail.com, right?
Sounds right to me.
Thank you very much. Okay, and how do you prefer to be contacted? Please select landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Email. You voting for Joe?
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and be blessed. Thank you very much.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Amen. Have a good day.
Thank you. Likewise.